Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for getting up with us this Sunday morning. This is the Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by Heaven Sent Home Support Services, in-home care for the elderly, ill, and disabled. You can reach them at 248-262-7111. Livinoise Dental Care, keep your smile bright, 313-340-9709, and Sharp Insurance Agency and owner agent Rosemary Moore. One call for all your insurance needs, 248-573-0123. The Sunday morning team is here with me. Good morning to Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Yes, thank you. And prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader here on the program, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning, Kimberly. And good morning to our listening audience.
We are so excited. Missionary Hattie Humphrey and Community Highlights is coming up in about 30 minutes. Looking forward to talking to Detroit Spiritual Ambassador in about 30 minutes, so stay tuned for that. We're also going to open up some phone lines later, too. Before we take a break and come back with news and weather, if you are waiting to get your desktop repaired, your laptop, and other electronic devices, call Optimal IT Solutions, 248-796-2429. It's Optimal IT Solutions. Johnny Hawkins, I've got a sheet here with about 12 different awards, but he's also celebrating his 25th anniversary. They call him the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. He's a personal injury specialist, but he also handles wills, conservatorships, probate, and, of course, personal injury. You can reach Attorney Johnny Hawkins at 248-567-9990. If you would like your company to be listed with the other companies that sponsor Community Highlights and the Michael Van Tool Show, call this number, 248-516-8300, and then you can join the list of companies supporting Community Highlights and the Michael Van Tool Show. It's affordable, it's effective, and we can make some real impact on your business for you. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we've got the latest headlines for you right after these messages.
This segment of programming is brought to you by Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency, specializing in business insurance. As your business evolves, so will your risk. Sharp & Associates will identify potential risk to your business and explore insurance options. A plan will be customized based on the specific needs of your business. In addition, Sharp specializes in auto, home, medical, life, and health insurance. Whatever your needs, we provide a wide range of insurance products to choose from. Protect your company and your livelihood for the long term with Sharp & Associates Insurance Agency. Contact us now at 833-668-0086. Or go to our website, sharp-insurance.com. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. You know what, Sunday morning team, I forgot to mention about Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst. I talked to her the other day, and she's kind of busier than ever on Sundays now. So sometimes she's working on Sunday morning. So I just wanted to let her know we are thinking about her this morning. So if you're listening, Henrietta, we are here, and we miss you. So just want to make sure we get that out. All right. In the news, well, here we go again. I just picked up a news report from a couple of weeks ago on the last flooding. I could almost read it word for word. But this one seemed a little bit severe this time. According to WDIV this morning, more than 126,000 DTE energy customers are without power. More than 223 crews are working to resolve power after last night's severe rain and thunderstorms. Once again, Metro Detroit has been hit by more than 3 inches of rain, heavy winds, and multiple lightning strikes, along with costly and destructive flooding. So traffic lights are out, power lines are down. DTE says stay 20 feet away from downed trees, down wires and branches. Be cautious near metal fences. Do not cross yellow barrier tapes. Don't drive across down power line or flooded streets. The first FEMA center has opened in Dearborn. It's called the Flood Recovery Center by FEMA. And it is in the Henry Ford Centennial Library in Dearborn. They're open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily, but you must file online first, and then you can go there for more support and information. But you have to file first. So FEMA is here, and the first office is open, more offices to come. Ontario, Canada, suffered from this same storm that we had last night. Once again, Detroit freeways experienced flooding again, especially Lodge and Livernois, I-96 in Redford near Beach Daily, Southfield and Grand River flooded, Telegraph, Michigan Avenue. Some locations were severe. I understand, and we'll talk about it more in weather, that a tornado touchdown in Detroit and also in Armada. Parts of Oakland County, some major thoroughfares in Pontiac and Auburn Hills, South Boulevard, Updike also suffered from the severe storms last night. According to the GRIO, a Colorado woman says that Frontier Airlines racially profiled her while she was traveling with her adopted sister. According to police reports, when Lekenjanae Bailey, who is black, and her white adoptive sister Olivia's flight arrived in Dallas. They were intercepted by authorities at the gate. Two police officers came up to her and said, "Is it okay if we talk to you?" Then officers began asking her little sister a series of questions meant to determine if the infant was in harm's way while traveling with the 21-year-old sister. "People kept staring at us and whispering," Bailey said. Officers said someone filed a report of a possible human trafficking incident. Frontier Airlines and the pilots admitted responding to the complaint. Ms. Bailey is considering a lawsuit and says if roles were reversed, no one would call the police. It would be accepted. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Wow, that's all I have to say for that news story.
I know, I think she's right, too, that, you know, if it was a white person and a little black child, nobody would say anything. They would think that that's normal. Oh, that's great, that white person's caring for the little child. They would just accept it. But since it was reversed and it was what appeared to be a black woman and a white child, then that somehow is not normal and it must be something illegal going on. I think she's right. It's going to take a long, hard road to fight back some of this prejudice and racism in this country.
Absolutely. So I have a feel-good story for us this morning, and it's titled, "More Americans Now Consider Themselves to Be Thriving Than at Any Other Point in the 13 years that the Gallup poll has done this particular study. Despite hardship from COVID, drought, heat waves, wildfires, and resurgent inflation," and I'll add flooding, 3 in 5 Americans say they are pretty happy with their lot, according to the latest Gallup Live Evaluation Index. The percentage of Americans who evaluated their lives to be thriving reached in June the highest in over 13 years of ongoing measurement and exceeding the previous high of 57.3% from September 2017. During the initial COVID-19 outbreak and economic shutdown, the thriving percentage plunged nearly 10 percentage points to 46.4% by late April 2020, tying the record low measured during the recession that began in 2008. The June 2021 results are based on 4,820 U.S. adults surveyed online as a part of the Gallup panel, a probability-based non-opt-in group of about 120,000 adults across all 50 states and the District of Columbia. For its index, Gallup classifies Americans as thriving, struggling, or suffering according to how they rate their current and future lives on a scale from 0 to 10. Those who rate their current life a 7 or higher and their anticipated life in 5 years an 8 or higher are classified as thriving. The percentage of Americans estimated to be suffering has remained steadily low throughout the pandemic and in line with pre-COVID estimates that Gallup in a news release. In June, just 3.4% of respondents were classified as suffering according to their own assessments. The major drop in the thriving percentage last year was characterized by a severe drop in current life satisfaction ratings. By late April, the percentage of U.S. adults who rated their current lives a 7 or higher had plunged about 11 percentage points, even as the anticipated life satisfaction 5 years forward had improved. I'm sorry.
Well, it's good news, that's for sure. People feeling
it
better.
It is. It says the rapid recovery of current life satisfaction coupled with the sustained elevated level of anticipated life satisfaction has fueled the thriving percentage to its current height. In addition to the general life ratings, Gallup tracks whether Americans have recently experienced specific emotions, including stress and worry, in their daily lives. The percentage of people who report experiencing significant stress and worry a lot of the day yesterday showed unprecedented increases at the beginning of the pandemic, with stress rising 14 percentage points to 60% and worry rising 20 points to 58%. Reports of experiencing these emotions have subsequently fallen to pre-pandemic levels in both in both cases. Significant daily enjoyment has also markedly improved. In 2018 to 2019, about 80% of the U.S. adults reported significant enjoyment the day before, which plunged to 61% at the onset of the pandemic. By June, enjoyment was back up to 73% of the adult population. So this tells you how important it is to be positive in how we think and our thoughts, and making sure that we are intentional in our actions. So, for example, they talked about reuniting in person with family and friends and joining in large gatherings of people, such as at sporting events, is a crucial part of social well-being. Past research has shown that those who spend 6 to 7 hours a day in social time experience about one-fifth of the stress and worry on any given day as those with no social time at all. These effects are likely on display as the levels of these negative emotions have improved to pre-pandemic levels in recent months. It just goes to show you, life ups are more powerful after you've been through some downs.
Yes, the mind is powerful, and I believe that you can change your whole situation by how positive you are. You know, it's amazing how much your mind has plays a big part. So, yep, great, good to hear that. All right, Evangelist Christy, there is a lot going on over at Greater Pentecostal again today. Let's get us up to date on this.
Absolutely, there's absolutely a lot going on. First, I'll say thank you, Kimberly, for your story. Sounds like we just need to get out and spread some love and have some safe social interaction. Before I talk about what's happening today, I just wanted to mention a scripture really quickly. And we're all familiar with scripture. Galatians 5:22 talks about the fruit of the Spirit being love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faith, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And it really aligns with the feel-good story that Kim gave us today. You know, we've all experienced something during the pandemic, whether it was grief or whether it was the fact that we just had to be at home. It caused some sadness, some depression, all that. But it sounds like we just need to get out and spread love in a safe way. And then when you get out there in the streets, pack your patience, because road ragers are out there. I heard of a story.
Oh, they sure are. It is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. The police chief, I think, is right. He said that a lot of this is really to respond to the way people responding to these situations and go into a rage is really they need some mental help in
people
dealing with anger. Yes. And it's not saying that we're not saying that people are all crazy, but it's just that they need some alternatives on how do you deal with this anger. I mean, to go straight from somebody turning on their signal to you trying to ram their car and shoot at them, there's got to be something wrong mentally. People are not handling anger and rejection and disappointment properly. It's really deep. It's a lot involved in that.
Yeah. Well,
you're right.
That the psychiatrist's offices are really full. They're scheduling patients back to back, but people just need help processing their personal experiences. And that's what we're here for, right? That's what we're all here for, to help our family, help our friends, to process their personal experiences. But again, when you go out, show love, experience joy to the fullest despite of the pain you may have. And we talk about we want things to be peaceful, but we have to be that peace that people need, be that peace for your home, that is needed. But I won't go all into all of them, but I just wanted to just say that really quickly. Let's embrace the fruit of the Spirit so that we can impact someone else's lives. So, Michael Ventool, we do have a lot going on at the Greater Pentecostal Church. Last Sunday, we retired our father and our pastor, our bishop, Charles M. Laster. He was the third pastor of Greater Pentecostal Temple. And today we are installing the fourth pastor, Charles M. Laster II, as our pastor. We are excited about what's happening at Greater Pentecostal Temple. We know that good things are coming. We feel that it's our responsibility to continue what our father started, to continue to lead people to Christ, to encourage people, to counsel people, to help people, to provide programming for people that are in need. I mean, clothing, whatever it is that you need, you can come to the Greater Pentecostal Temple Church, and we'll be there to support you. So
and
we are
what
so
an
excited.
Impact.
3 p.m. today.
Yes.
Hmm?
I said, what an
Say
impact! What an impact you all are having in that area over on the Far East Side. It's a great work that you're doing over there, and it's impacting the community. And it's like I always say, it's like a light, a beacon over there on the east side on Warren Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
you,
3 o'clock,
you.
3 o'clock this afternoon.
That's correct.
Great.
That's correct. So.
Last Sunday, I was glad and happy that Minister Randall Smith joined me in attending the retirement ceremony for Bishop Laster, also my candidate Erica Maria, and we really enjoyed our time with you Sunday.
Okay, so Michael, I did not know that was Minister Randall Smith. We exchanged some conversation a bit because I was sitting near him, but I had no idea of who he was. So, oh my goodness.
Yes,
it was a pleasure to have you all there Sunday afternoon.
Thank you. Yes. And we're going to open up the phone lines in a minute too. I think I see his number listening. So he is listening this morning, and we'll open up the phone lines in a few minutes. But look at this. It's 9:22 already. This morning is going by fast. We still got a lot to cover. Missionary Humphrey's coming up in a few minutes, too. So speaking of a lot of things going fast this morning, now that we've gotten through yet another severe thunderstorm with heavy rains, Kimberly, what's coming up for us this week?
Well, today is going to be a steamy day. Temperatures start in the upper 60s and low 70s. Sunday afternoon will be bright and hot. Highs will be near 90 degrees. Remember to stay hydrated and cool and use your sunblock. Sunday evening will be warm with fair skies and temps will be in the 80s. And Sunday night will be fair and mild with overnight lows in the 60s. So, again, today the high is projected to be at 90. So it's going to be a scorcher today. And then on Monday, our high will be 89 with a low of 6A. Mostly sunny again, a high of 88 and a low of 69. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 86 and a low of 68. On Thursday, we're expected to have some scattered showers throughout the area with a high of 84 and a low of 62. And on Friday, it'll be mostly sunny again with a high of 82 and a low of 67. And on Saturday, the last day in July, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 85 and a low of 69.
Well, I didn't hear much rain that time.
No, not much. Nope. So hopefully people can dry out because the weather was extremely bad and we have lots of people who are without power. And so we're praying that their power can come back on and people won't lose food and, you know, be able to stay cool today because it's going to be very hot.
Great. Let me make just a couple of announcements. I'm going to try to get at least one call in before Missionary Humphrey comes on at 9:30. My candidate, Erica, she's having her birthday fundraiser on Friday the 30th, and it's going to be at a rooftop, Exodus rooftop in Greektown. So we're looking forward to that on July 30th, starting at 6 p.m., birthday fundraiser for the Erica Maria campaign for Detroit City Council. And we've been pretty busy with the last couple of weeks in the campaign. We had a very good turnout for our Detroit postal protests this past Thursday, the 22nd, at 1 o'clock, from 1 to 2:30. Erica and I planned and held a protest to demand better postal service in Detroit, especially at the Joy Road Joy Field office located on Joy Road near Southfield Freeway. So we had community leaders, workers' rights groups, union representatives, retired postal workers there. Channel 4 came by and kind of did a drive-by. They stopped. I spoke with them. For some reason, I think they left to cover something else that was more exciting. And, you know, in this town, if it bleeds, it leads, that they say on the news.
Right.
So they found something that was more exciting to them than us standing there with our signs. But I tell you what, there was a lot of traffic on Joy Road, and we were able to get a lot of attention. The chair of the Wayne County Commission, Alicia Bell was there. Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick also attended. The head of the Postal Union, Keith Combs, was there also, along with a number of community activists. Once again, we're going to have to talk to him this morning. Minister Randall Smith was there, and we also had help from our political activist and home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey. So thank you all for helping to make this an important protest. We also had, we had Jane Duggan, a member of the American Postal Workers Union. Tim Hall also was very instrumental. So we had a lot of help in putting it together, but we made our impact, and a lot of postal workers coming to and from that post office that day, the carriers also saw. I mean, we're really in support of them. We're not upset with the postal carriers or the clerks and the janitors and the other support personnel. We're upset with the leadership at the post office, including the very top, because, you know, the postmaster general was appointed by Donald Trump, and he's still there. That guy, yeah. Louis DeJoy, is still there. Biden can't fire him. It has to be done by a board of leadership, the Postal Leadership Board. And so in order to get him out, that panel has to remove him. And right now the panel, it's not just Democrats on the panel. There are Republicans. So
right.
We can't get him out unless that panel throws him out. But so, you know, the work continues. And if you are not happy with your post office, you know, make it known. We're going to do it again. I talked with Keith Combs, the American Postal Workers Union president, and he said they are going to plan something again this year, and he's going to call me when it's ready so that we can participate again. All right. Well, guys, it's 9:30. Missionary Humphrey's on the line. We'll be right back after these messages.
Woodson Family Insurance Agency is an independent, family-owned AAA agency located in downtown Auburn Hills. Specializing in auto, home, condo, renters, watercraft, recreational vehicles, motorcycle insurance, and life insurance. We also sell AAA memberships. In the very near future, we'll also be brokered to sell Medicare insurance plans. Trust Woodson Family Insurance to help you navigate through the new auto insurance reform that started July 2nd, 2020. Call us for all your questions and let us help you make the right choice for you. We can be reached at 248-572-6506. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Woodson Family Insurance Agency. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
But now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. He could have let me go astray. Thank God for His amazing grace.
It was amazing.
It was amazing, simply amazing. Amazing grace.
Good morning. This is Community Highlight and Inspirational Media Program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. My name is Michael Van Tool. Community Highlights is brought to you in part by the Law Office of Pasco, Tashman & Walker, and Lead Attorney Cliff Pascal. You can reach him at 248-353-7750. Franklin Wright Settlements, help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. You can make a tax-deductible contribution today at 313-579-1000. And now a lady who's a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's helped to put many officials in elective office, including judges from the appeals court, the circuit court, 36th district court. And she's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. She's called Detroit Spiritual Ambassador. Good morning, Missionary Humphrey. How are you?
Good morning to the radio audience. Let me say this. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord and Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all the spiritual blessings in heaven places. God is with us, and I'm so glad to be alive. God bless all of you. It's good to be on the land of the living. God bless you.
Good morning, missionary. Good to hear your voice this morning. We're in for a hot day today. The Sunday morning team is here. We have callers lined up on the call list already. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker, podcaster, our lifestyle editor. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, missionary. It's always good to hear your voice. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader, evangelist Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning, missionary Hattie Humphrey. It was so good to see you last week, and what a pleasure to be online with you today.
God bless you.
And we had a great time. The music, it must be some music ready. I'm going to have to play some music before we go off today. The music is coming back. We had a great time. I know, missionary, you were over at Greater Pentecostal earlier in the morning. Minister Randall Smith and my candidate, Erica Maria, and I, we were there for the 3 o'clock. And I know we just talked about it. We've got some new listeners who have just joined in. Evangelist Christy, the new pastor is installed this afternoon.
That's correct. The 4th pastor of the Greater Pentecostal Temple Church will be installed this afternoon at 3 p.m. We're so excited. He's anointed. He's a singer, musician, and he's called by God. So we're excited for the new leadership at GPT.
Yes, and congratulations to the new pastor of Greater Pentecostal, Charles M. Laster II. So we're looking forward to that.
And you know what? I am so proud of this young man that's coming to be the pastor. I've known them children practice all of their lives, and to fall in the footsteps of their father, I am so grateful to God. This is a blessing this is a sight for the young people to see, that there are still people in Zion that's going on. Thank God for his father and his mother that brought him up. This is in the family, and I'm grateful, and I'm glad I lived to see this day happen. It was awesome, and I'm just so grateful for it. Okay?
Amen. Yes, yes. All right. Let me go to the phone lines because I want to start catching some of our callers. Bishop Kathy, good morning, sir. Mr. TV Star, I was watching TV the other day, eating dinner, you. And all of a sudden I see Bishop Kathy on Channel 4. What's going on, Bishop? Tell us about this, and thanks for calling in this morning.
Bless you. Bless you. Thank you, God, for being God first and foremost. Thank God for the missionary. She know I love her so much and miss her dearly. Thank God for you and thank God for everyone that's part of your team. Amen. Yes, we're promoting the Fun City, Not Gun City, second annual event that we're doing at St. Suzanne Cody Woods on July 31st. And just out of that, when we ended up, Pastor Joyce, being the founder of the movement, she decided to go there to that particular market where she always labored and prayed and taught folk. And just by happening, by chance, a young girl that was affected by the 18-year-old girl that had gotten shot by accident or by random, she was affected by her, and she just happened to show up. So that was a move for God to be able to show how Pastor Joyce and myself operate under that anointing at those particular times. So that's what that was, and we thank God that for local for them during that interview with us and catching a moment in time that was so intricate to the people.
Yes, it was good to see both you and her, and you guys have been on our program quite a bit.
Yes.
And it was good to
see,
you know, Channel 4 caught you singing. You did a song. I saw that, and she also did a little rap, the Harriet Tubman of the streets. So it was great to see you guys on there.
The hood.
Yes.
Well, bless you, man. Bless you, man, oh God.
Yes, missionary.
I just wanted to say congratulations, and I'm so proud
Thank
of
you
all. Keeping the work going on, this couple is just grateful. Listen, my friend, don't forget, each night when I go to bed, I pray for all of y'all. That's what
Thank
you can
you
do
so
in
much.
Zion when you get older. Pray for the saints of God, and them ain't saints, you pray for them, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yes,
but if
thank
I may
you.
Add this real quick, add this. What people do not know about Pastor Joyce Bradham, Pastor Joyce Bradham is going through a medical thing with cancer, but she's 73, and she don't allow pain or anything to stop her from doing God's work. And for that, I'm so grateful for her. I am so grateful for what she is doing because she has been touching many, many, many lives, many lives. And like I said, her cancer situation, none of that is stopping her. She's been in a lot of pain, but none of that stops her. She
Wonderful.
Still keeps moving forward. So I thank God for her in an abundance. And I thank God for you, Michael Ventura. I love what you did there at the Postal Service. And don't think that was in vain. It made a difference. Your candidate showing up, everyone else that was out there, even the people that was honking the horn, I want you all to know that it made a difference and that it did matter. So with that being said, God bless you and thank you so much, bro.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop. We appreciate that. And let our friend Henrietta Ivy know that we missed her. And, you know, I know she's busy Sunday, a lot busier, but just let her know we miss her. And we was hoping she would be here this morning. Yes.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Okay. All right. Missionary Minister Randall Smith has been joining us. He was joining us on the protest. He was with us over at Greater Pentecostal. Good morning, Minister Smith. You're a popular person this morning.
Hey, man, how are you?
Great, great. We appreciate you. Thank you for coming out and supporting us over at Greater Pentecostal and at the protest. Evangelist Christy Laster didn't even know that was you sitting right across from her.
My brother did. I told him, I said, I said, I'm sitting here out of the way, you young fellas, because they was going at it. I'm letting them have it, too. I'm like, have at it. Because I know every time I go somewhere, I get caught up. So that time I played it smart.
Well,
but I enjoyed myself.
When Minister Laster, Charles Laster, came over and to talk to you, I heard you starting to sing. I thought any minute now he was going to call you up there to join in on a verse or two, because it looked like it was heading that way. I heard you over there before.
I was just enjoying the service. No, I wasn't
heard
going
him
on
too.
Like that.
Yeah, we heard you. She heard you too. But we appreciate you, Minister Smith. Thank you again, and thank you for, you know, being an avid listener of the program. We appreciate it. All right.
I'm in support of you guys. I'm with you all.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. All right. That's Minister Randall Smith. So, Missionary, we had a lot going on this week, and, you know, but it's all for a cause, and it's all to make things better, and we're just excited about the you know, what's going on at Greater Pentecostal, and you know, so Missionary, were you affected in any way by this newest storm last night? Because the storms just keep coming, and last night was another tough time in Metro Detroit.
Before I went to bed on my street, the water was practically up to my door. But I went out and looked, and then when things like that happen, this is how we really trust the Lord. And I said, Lord, now take care of me. Don't forget me. And I woke up and looked out the door. The water was gone. If you really trust God in every situation, trust him. He'll deliver you. And the worst thing you can do, my sisters and brothers, is worrying. Worrying is a sin. Worrying takes you down and you have the TB and you forget. Do not worry. Trust in God. If it no more than says, Lord, help me this day. It ain't a matter of learning long prayers and this and that. In your heart, God, trust him. I'm a living testimony because I've been through a whole lot of things. Arm being broke, a lot of things that happened to me in my life. And I'm the last couple months ago, world, let me tell you, I'm nine of us. And the last couple months ago, my son went home with the Lord. And I'm the last one left. And that's a blessing. Let's trust God. Really trust him. Whatever you need, trust him. When you trust him, forget it. Just like you put money in the bank. You put your money in the bank, you know it's safe. If you trust God, I promise you it'll work for you.
Yeah, we do. We trust the bank, don't we?
Amen.
We trust putting in the money in the bank, and we trust that it will be there tomorrow. So if we can trust the bank, if you can put money into an ATM machine and you believe that it will be available to you tomorrow, then at least we can trust God with something, you know? We trust everything else, you know?
That's right.
Don't we trust the plane and the pilot to take us up in the air 35,000 feet?
And we do
trust God on that one.
Wait. I do too. I have to pray while we in the air. I'm like, okay, Father, I'm up here now. Come on, protect us. Watch over us.
This plane can't go down while your servant's on here.
Right.
You know, I tell you, I think everybody does a little prayer before that plane takes off the ground.
And let me put a period in there. And when you trust them, you forget it and leave it in hand. You don't continue to worry about it. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how you trust him. You know, the fact that you got a husband, you trust him that the husband going to take care of you all these years. Well, you got to trust God. He's more important than the husband, yet we can make it without him. But you got to believe. Remember this, believe and just trust him. All will be well.
Yes, yes.
Now, let me hear from one of those evangelists.
Yes,
come through with that for
Kimberly,
a minute.
Kimberly, yes, let's hear from the Sunday morning team. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So good morning, and thank you, missionary, for that, because that is wonderful, because that's a good reminder. We have to trust. So, you know, Evangelist Christy, when I was talking about my thriving story, she used the scripture that I love. So I'm going to give another one. Philippians 4:4. Be glad in the Lord always. Again, I say be glad. As missionary said, she looked out yesterday. It was a terrible storm. The water was up to her door. How scary that must have been. But she put her trust and her faith in the Lord. And the next thing you know, the water was gone. I know people are without power. People are struggling. But know that there is help available. Put your trust in the Lord. Reach out to your network of people, and everything will be all right.
That's good.
Yes. Great. Thank you for adding that this morning. All right, Evangelist Christy.
You know, just to add to what Evangelist Kimberly, just to add to what she said, Proverbs 3:5 tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. You know, that's when we get off track, where we try to figure it out within our own selves as if we have all the answers. But when we trust him and lean on his knowledge, his wisdom, and his understanding, and not our own, as it has already been said, things will work out in your favor. You know, some of us have trust issues. We've had trust issues from our parents. We've had trust issues from experiences that we've had throughout life. But we have to remember that God is not like man. You may not be able to trust every man on this earth, but he's God, he's King, he's Lord.
All right now.
Overall. So if we trust in him, your outcome is going to be different than when you trust in man.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
That's good.
That's good to hear on a Sunday morning, early on a Sunday. Thank you. Thank you so much. Kimberly, earlier you had talked about a tornado that possibly touched down off of somewhere near the Lodge Freeway. What did you hear about that? Because I didn't hear too much. I know there was one that touched down in Armada.
I heard about that one. Yes. So there is an app called the Citizen app, and it's for people to report different things that are happening around the area. And usually it's for crime or car accidents or something like that. And people were talking about a reported, according to the app, of a tornado touching down at Davison and the Lodge. They said there were several cars that were overturned because of this tornado. Now, we know that several years ago, there was a tornado, I believe, that touched down in that same area. I don't know if that was
It was over near Focus Hope. It was over near, but it was off of Davison, just north of Davison, same general area. I don't know what it is about that central spot in the city, but if true, this is like the second one, and I haven't heard of any tornadoes hitting anywhere else except for that little area.
I haven't, but I'll tell you. So I was out yesterday. I was downtown in downtown Detroit. I went down to Beacon Park, and then we were downtown in Campus Martius. And we decided to just get out for a bit and walk around, and we did. And then as the sky started to darken, we decided, okay, it's time to make our way back home and go get some dinner. As we were going back to get dinner, going back towards the northwest side of Detroit, you could see the clouds were getting darker. The rain was starting to come down, and we headed towards Livonia. When we got to Livonia, it came down in sheets where you couldn't see it. So we had to pull over and stop, and we ended up going into Target for a bit. And then when we came out, everybody said, be careful, there's flooding. And people kept saying that. So you saw on certain parts of the freeway on 96 where there was a little bit of flooding. And so, you know, we got off the freeway and ended up going towards Dearborn. I'm sort of giving you our route for the night. We almost got trapped in Dearborn last night because we couldn't get down Telegraph Road because of certain parts. The road was flooded. And then any other places that you were trying to go where you were trying to get back into the city where you had to go over a bridge like at Evergreen in the city where 96 is, it was flooded. They had heavy trucks that were stationed there blocking the path. So it was interesting because we had to keep driving around. We literally drove around for an hour trying to get home. So whether, I can't tell you if the tornado was officially there. That's what I saw on the app. However, there was a lot of water, and we saw it come down in a very short period of time. And I can tell you this is probably going to be something that's going to impact us because this is climate change, and we're seeing it this summer. And if we're seeing it here, just like they're seeing it out west with the extreme temperatures, we're going to have to address this because this is going to become something that's much more of a more common occurrence, I believe, than, you know, uncommon.
This is, and also where you're saying that a lot of people may not believe it, but it's a sign of the judgment. Read the 24th and 25th Psalm. That's in everything that's happening now for the believer, they know. But to all of myself and to all of you that listened to me this morning, read the 23rd and the 24th Psalm. Matthew, it will tell you what's happening. And think, don't worry. If you worry, why pray? If you pray, why worry? My mind.
That's right.
You know, in the Midwest.
That's what I did yesterday, missionary. I prayed, and we got home.
Yes.
So in Jesus' name, amen.
All right.
Even in the Midwest, it's not just the storms, the severe thunderstorms with rain that we're getting, but our winters are not as bad as they used to be.
Right.
Our summers are hotter. Those winter storms mostly are on the East Coast now. So but we the Midwest was known.
You've been blessed.
For hundreds of years, where there's snow. This was like the winter wonderland. Matter of fact, that was the nickname of Michigan at one point, winter wonderland. So now we hardly ever, we barely have enough snow to cover our grass some winters now.
Exactly. And think about skiing and other things and other industries that feed off of that. They are struggling where they actually have to make snow. And I was up a couple of years ago in Boyne Mountain and watched them make snow because I had never seen it before. And I was like, oh, that's how you do it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is definitely. But there was a huge tree branch that was down in our driveway when we came home. And our windows were open. And so when I went upstairs last night, a couple of my plants had blown off of the window ledge. So whatever it was strong enough to blow plants off of my window ledge last night in my house, inside of my house that was completely locked up.
Thank God,
no,
that's all it was, not the house.
Amen. Amen.
Right. This is really more like tropical weather here in Michigan now, in Detroit. Look at the heat. You did the weather earlier, Kimberly. You're talking about it's going to be up in the upper 80s and 90s this week. That's tropical.
Yeah.
If you take
a
look outside, because of all the rain in tropical areas, in the Central America, Jamaica, in the Caribbean, this is the weather they have. It's hot, and they get rain on a regular basis. And then if you look outside right now, look around you, look at the greenery and how thick the greenery is.
Yes.
The grass is high now. The trees are green. Mm-hmm. There's weeds.
Mm-hmm.
Going. I'm looking out my backyard. There's a lot of growth on the fences. But that's because of the rain and the heat and this cycle. So this is not normal. This is not normal. Just like the fires out west, they're getting more intense. you see, the storms, the tornadoes along the south, all that, this is all different. Mm-hmm.
And then what we do with that, as I said, as a tank, we pray. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring or what it's going to bring and what the future holds, but you do know and need to know how to just pray. And when you pray, you turn it over to the Lord, and you got to forget it. That just like you put your money in the bank, you think it's safe. You got to go to the Lord the same way.
That's
we
right.
have to trust him. That's right.
And we don't worry. And I say that because at my age, I look pretty good. Because I trust him.
Amen.
I trust him. I still don't walk with a cane because I trust God in every department. And that's
Amen.
What I want the audience to do, trust him.
Yes. And one of these things is the other thing is when we see all this stuff, like you said, missionary, it just confirms that the Bible is true. And because these things that are happening now, this has all been predicted. This is all prophecy.
Yeah.
That the seasons will change, and you know, the weather will change. So we're going through what was promised, what was said. So we are living prophecy. We're living through it now. Let me just mention a couple of supporters before we only got about 3 minutes left. Attorney Cliff Pascal has been a partner to this program for many years now. Pascal, Tashman, and Walker are members of the Million Dollar Advocates Forum and the Multi-Million Dollar Advocates Forum. These are a tremendous honor. They make the Pascal, Tashman, and Walker proud, but the real story is that they help a lot of people. Pascal, Tashman, and Walker's clients come to us when their situations are most dire. They also trust the counsel, and they need to protect their interests, and all is going well. Never let the fear of talking to a lawyer prevent you from obtaining legal assistance. Call Attorney Cliff Pascal, 248-353-7750. So that what he's saying is don't be afraid to talk to a lawyer and worry about anything. Just call him at 248-353-7750, and he will help you with your legal issues. Franklin Wright Settlements, you know, it's been over 140 years since Franklin Wright has been around, and many people have benefited from the services. Thousands of volunteers have helped hundreds of thousands of people in need. We value the hard work and dedication of the donors, the volunteer, the staff, the board of trustees. This is a unique situation with Franklin Wright right here in the city. And of course, we appreciate all the volunteers, all those employees working together to improve the lives of Detroiters. And it's all led by President and CEO Monique Marks. And you can reach Franklin Wright. Call Dion if you'd like to make a contribution at 313-579-1000. 313-579-1000. Missionary, you have some parting, closing words for us this morning?
I just wanted to tell the audience, just keep praying, keep your head up. Worrying is a sin. Don't worry. Trust the Lord. And just want to say this in closing, God be with you, and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next time, America, God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you all for getting up. Thank you. Have a blessed Sunday today. Be careful out there, and may God bless and keep you this day.
Have a great week,
everyone.
Have a blessed
Sunday. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Feeling in the thirst, yeah. How much is it worth?
Do you know?
sell your soul for a purse? How much is it worth? Living above your means, the gift of life is conceived, is conceived. Do you know, gotta know that I love you, love you,
love you. Ooh.
Do you know, gotta know I support
you.
Do you know, gotta know that I love you, love you. Waiting on the day for the catch and release. No, no, I'm grateful for it. Don't deserve it. Yes, yes, I need your strength. Protection, affection, and power. Your blessing, favor, come from within. Your blessing, favor, come from within. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your presence. Your affection, your protection and your power. Prophetic mix,
no,
a testament,
yep.
Reflection, a talent, a present or a myth. Do you know, gotta know that I love you, love you,
love you.
Ooh. Do you know, gotta know I support you.
Yeah,